Okay, so this hypnosis session is for mindful eating, called the wise mind. And so what I'd like you to do is make yourself comfortable. Find a comfortable spot. Find a comfortable spot for your head, for your arms, for your legs. And it's best to practice this hypnosis when you're at home in a place where you won't be disturbed, without anybody walking in or their phone going off. So it's best to practice also in a slightly reclined position, where you're less likely to fall asleep. So for the first few moments, just allow yourself to focus on your breath, becoming more comfortable in your spot, seeing if you need to adjust anything, move anything. Allow yourself to feel more comfortable. So throughout this hypnosis session, you may or may not continue to be aware of sounds around, but you can simply use the sound of my voice to help guide you into a deeper, relaxed, hypnotic trance. It's important to just take the suggestions in this hypnosis session that are meaningful to you and then disregard the rest. The other important thing to do when you're practicing hypnosis is to just let things unfold as they may. It's important to not try and force anything to happen, to not force yourself to experience certain things. What happens then is we get too much into our mind and we're not experiencing. We're not focusing on the wonderful sense of relaxation we feel in the different parts of our body. We're not allowing ourselves to just experience, and that's what's important. So just allow things to unfold as they may, not trying to force them or make them into something. So now with your eyes open, I'd like you to stare straight upwards as if you're looking straight through your eyebrows through to the top of your head. Staring straight upwards, and eventually, gradually, you'll feel a slight strain in those lower lids, and that's natural and that's okay. Staring straight upwards and then taking a long, slow, deep breath in. Holding that breath, and holding that breath, and allow your eyelids to flutter closed as you continue to look upwards. Holding, holding, good. Now you can let that breath out and allow your eyes to relax to a comfortable position. And as you exhale, with every exhalation, just allow your whole body to relax more and more. Every exhalation, it's like a balloon relaxing. Every exhalation, you're blowing out the air. The balloon is relaxing. Your shoulders drop down, your jaw releases, your hands soften. And every exhalation, all the tension in your body just escapes from every nerve and fiber in your body, just escaping and relaxing more and more. And then every inhalation, just allow yourself to breathe nice and deep and slow in through the nose, breathing in comfortably, easily in through the nose, breathing down deeply into the chest, and then exhaling and letting go. And every exhalation, relaxing more and more, enjoying more and more relaxation, and your mind settling down slowly in your time and in your way. And with every exhalation, you can allow your mind to drift off deep inside of you to that part of you that knows you're special, that knows your feelings matter, drifting deep, deep inside of your body. And slowly, gradually, you'll be able to imagine yourself floating. You'll feel the sensation of floating, floating down into, through the chair, deeper and deeper with every exhalation, feeling more relaxed than you've felt in a long time. Paying attention only to the sound of my voice. Any other sound you hear will be pleasantly in the background and there just to help you focus. And now with every exhalation, your attention can drift deep inside of yourself, deeper and deeper. And as you drift deeper and deeper, the sound of my voice will go with you. You're in charge of your mind and your body. And if ever your mind wanders, and it may, you can just gently bring it back to the sound of my voice. Bring it back to your breathing. Bring it back to noticing with curiosity, wonder, and enjoyment the growing sensations of relaxation you notice. Bring it back and allow yourself to enjoy the wonderful sense of relaxation you feel in different parts of your body, flowing throughout your body. And you're in charge of your body. And with every exhalation, you can allow your body to relax more and more. You can allow your shoulders to drop down and to loosen. You can allow your jaw to relax. You can allow your hands to release their grip. You can allow your tummy muscles to soften and loosen. And as you exhale with every exhalation, you'll notice how the chair is like a giant sponge, supporting your body in a comfortable way, swaddling you, cradling you. But with every exhalation, all the unnecessary tension from your body is just absorbed down into the furniture. Any tightness, any discomfort just evaporates down into the chair, into the furniture. If you notice any unnecessary tension, tightness you no longer need, you can direct your breath there. And the tension and tightness will just evaporate and dissolve. Whatever you don't need can just evaporate. And in this moment, as you focus on your breath, focus on the growing sensations of relaxation and the sound of my voice, you're allowing yourself an opportunity to experience a deep sensation of relaxation. This is time just for you to experience the gentle soothing of the self, where your mind and your body can rest, so that you can attend to you for a while, so you can let go of any other sound and listen to my voice and focus on your breath. And by a process of relaxation deepening more and more, you can take yourself to a closer awareness of how comfortable you can be and how easy it can be to relax your mind and relax your body. Taking a moment to really enjoy the rhythmic nature of your breath. In and out. Every breath in and every breath out. It's like a wave of healing energy flowing over you with every breath. Flowing over you from the inside and the out. Healing energy flowing downwards over your forehead, your eyes, your cheeks, flowing down over your jaw, your neck, your chest, your tummy, flowing down over your legs and your arms, to the very tips of your toes and the very tips of your fingers. Healing energy just flowing back with the breath, the rhythmic, soothing, comfortable nature of the breath. It can feel so wonderful to just relax, to let your mind settle down, floating and just letting go. And gradually your mind and your body settles down so much that it becomes still, still in mind and body, serene and peaceful and quiet. And every time you exhale, your mind will drift deeper and deeper into that quiet inner state where thoughts slow down as if you're really not thinking about much at all. Then you'll continue to relax, enjoying that quiet inner stillness, that stillness you now experience. And in this stillness where all is quiet and all is calm, everything's okay. It's wonderfully relaxing, peaceful and safe. It's a wonderful sense of calm. It's a wonderful sense of quiet and peacefulness. And as you drift deeper and deeper into hypnosis, you'll be able to hear my voice. And now you can relax deeply, noticing your breath. The gentle rise and fall that happens all by itself. My voice will go with you as you relax. And you can begin counting downwards from 300. Counting downwards from 300 at a pace and a rate that feels right to you. You may choose to count downwards one digit at a time, 2, 3, 4, or 5, whatever feels right to you. Counting backwards only is what feels right to you, for you to relax into hypnosis. And as you relax deeply, the little muscles at the corners of your eyes smooth out and relax. They soften, the tightness loosens, evaporates. And as you count down, relaxing more and more into hypnosis, so too the little muscles at the corners of your mouth will relax as well, softening, lengthening, relaxing. And as you relax deeper and deeper as you count downwards, the muscles in your forehead soften. And as the muscles in the forehead soften, the muscles around the eyebrows relax. So too then, the muscles in the jaw loosen and relax. And as the jaw relaxes, the cheeks begin to relax as well. Your whole face begins to feel wonderfully relaxed, calm, peaceful. More relaxed than you felt in a long time. And as you count downwards, whatever pace is right for you, you'll notice the shoulder relax. The shoulders drop down, relaxing. The arms and the hands, all the way down to the very tips of the fingers, you feel the relaxation. The hands begin to experience a sensation as if they're floating. It's a light, or perhaps heavy, floating sensation, disconnected from your body. It's relaxing and it's peaceful. Continuing to count downwards further. With every breath, all the muscles in your chest and your tummy relax. All the way down the legs to the very tips of your toes. You can feel your legs and your feet grow heavier, lighter with the relaxation. Continuing to count backwards as you relax more and more, comfortably aware of your legs, comfortably aware too of your feet. The calves, the hands and the arms, and the shoulders too. And as you relax deeper and deeper, my voice will go with you. And you may hear it and simply relax in so many different ways. You don't even need to think about it. You don't need to focus on my voice. Simply let the awareness drift towards your own inner peace, your own inner stillness. Letting that focus sink deeper and deeper as you relax. And you can notice words. And you can notice noticing words. Noticing your body relax, your mind relax. And you can disregard any other suggestion. Noticing too how the breath carries on all by itself. And your mind carries on all by itself. Your body just enjoys deepening relaxation all by itself as you continue to count downwards at whatever pace is right for you. And as you do, you can watch your mind wander away. Peaceful, happy place, just wandering away there. Then you can allow your mind to disconnect from your experience, to just float off and enjoy. Then in a moment, I'll slowly count from 1 to 5. And as I do, I'd like you to simply take 5 deep breaths, 1 at a time. And as you let each breath out, I want you to simply notice how you sink down into a much more deeply relaxed hypnotic state. And when you're ready, take the first breath. 1, take a deep breath in. Good, and let that go. Let yourself sink deeper and deeper. Relaxing deeper and deeper now. And 2, when you're ready, taking another deep breath in. Good. And let that breath go. Let go more and more now. Just let your whole body float. Let your mind become more quiet. More and more relaxed than you felt just a few moments ago. Wondering perhaps what is happening or if anything is happening, but knowing it doesn't really matter. All that truly matters is you feel more at peace, more relaxed, more calm, more quiet than you did a few moments ago. That's all that's important. All that's important is you allow yourself to enjoy this time for you. This time for you to enjoy a sensation of deep relaxation. To enjoy some quiet, some stillness. That's all that's important. And 3, when you're ready, taking another long, slow, deep breath in. Good, and let that breath go now. Sinking deeper and deeper into comfort. So much so, by the count of 5, you'll find yourself enjoying a wonderfully relaxed, deep hypnotic experience. So peaceful, so calm, so quiet. And four, another deep, deep breath in. Good, and let that breath go. Let go of everything but the comfort you feel in your entire body. Just letting that go now. Feeling more and more peace, more and more relaxed. Drifting, floating, not a care in the world. Noticing with more and more curiosity, more and more surprise, and more enjoyment, the growing sensations and relaxation you notice in your body. You may notice deeper sensations of relaxation in your feet, more so than your hands. You may notice it a lot in your face, your head, and your chest. What's more important is you allow yourself to enjoy it. Notice with curiosity and surprise, and allow yourself to enjoy the deep relaxation. And five, when you're ready, take a deep breath in. Good, and let it go, sinking down very deeply relaxed and continuing to sink deeper and deeper with every regular breath you take, with every word that is said, sinking deeper and deeper all the time. And in a moment, I'll ask you to take one more very deep breath to fill your lungs and your chest. This time I'll ask you to hold that breath until I say the words, let go. And when I say the words, let go, you'll let that breath out as fast as you can. And as you do so, you'll feel yourself just sagging limply back, becoming much more deeply relaxed, drifting into a deeper hypnotic state. Wonderfully enjoying, peacefully relaxed, calm and quiet. All right, take that very full deep breath in and hold it. Holding. Holding. Okay, let it go. Let yourself go very deeply relaxed. Let your whole body sink down and continue to sink deeper and deeper into comfort with every breath you take. Every time you exhale, your mind will drift deeper and deeper into that quiet inner state where thoughts slow down, as if you're really not thinking about much at all, and you'll continue to relax, enjoying that quiet inner stillness, your own inner world that you enjoy now. And in this stillness where all is quiet, all is safe, you are at peace, you are okay, and everything's okay. And because everything's okay, I'd like you to memorize this wonderful feeling of being okay. Because you'll be able to recreate this feeling throughout the day, any day, when you just simply make an okay symbol with one of your hands. So bringing one of your hands together and your thumb and your forefinger together to make an okay symbol. Feel the light pressure between the thumb and the forefinger as you make that okay symbol. And notice how okay you feel right now. How deeply relaxed, calm and quiet. More relaxed than you thought imaginable. More relaxed than you felt in a while. Really memorize this wonderful feeling, not a care in the world, nothing to bother you, nothing to disturb you. You've created this sensation with the power of your mind, and you are okay. In this moment, you are okay. Everything's okay, and everything will be okay. So really taking a moment to memorize this wonderful feeling. Feeling that healing energy, perhaps that sensation of drifting and floating, the quietness of the mind, the deep relaxation in your face, your chest, your arms, and your legs. Memorize this feeling now. And then quietly in your mind's eye, just inside your own mind, repeat this mantra to yourself. I am okay. Everything's okay, and everything will be okay. Just repeating that to yourself over and over again, and each time you do it, in your mind's eye, getting louder and louder. I am okay. Everything is okay, and everything will be okay. And as you repeat it more and more, you'll feel yourself get louder. You'll feel the truth of those statements get even more real. You'll feel it deep in your body, knowing I am okay. Everything is okay, and everything will be okay. And in this moment, which is the only moment that matters, it truly is. Everything is okay. So as I'm quiet, just repeat that to yourself quietly in your mind's eye, over and over, getting progressively louder, feeling the truth, feeling the conviction behind those statements. Good. Now you can relax your hand and go deeper and deeper now. So this mantra you can repeat to yourself throughout the day, any day, wherever you are. Whenever you're feeling upset, worried, frustrated, overwhelmed, you can simply stop, take a few deep breaths, make the okay symbol, and repeat this to yourself over and over again. And you'll notice a wonderful sense of calm will flow over your body. And whatever was bothering you will become less so, less intense, less immediate, less important. By standing there, taking some deep breaths, repeating this mantra to yourself over and over again, you can take many mini breaks throughout the day to regain a sense of calm. And as you practice this hypnosis every day or every second day, not only will the benefits throughout the day get stronger, but when you're practicing, you'll notice you sink into a much deeper, relaxed, hypnotic state. And you'll notice you sink in faster, and the benefits last hours, days, weeks, they last longer. The more you practice, the greater the benefit. So as you remain in this calm state where you're connecting to that part of yourself we call the wise self, your wise self is a part of us that we all have. Wise self is one of many parts of you. We're all made up of many different parts. We have a wise, mature, reasonable part of ourselves, but we also have another part that's called the reactive part of ourselves. The reactive part of ourselves is the emotionally fragile. It's the emotionally volatile. This is the part of ourselves we also have, the reactive part of ourselves. The emotional, reactive part of ourselves is the part of us that feels hurt and scared, vulnerable, alone, and angry. But we also have the wise part of ourselves. The wise part of ourselves is all grown up. It's mature. It's disciplined. It's self-aware. It's focused on the future and what's in our best interest. Your wise self is your mature self. It's your strong self. It's a compassionate part of you, and it's kind. It can speak to you in a positive, reasonable, calming, soothing way. The wise, mature part of yourself is there. It's always there. It's always available to you if you call upon it. In order to call upon the wise, mature part of yourself, we need to relax the reactive, immature part of ourselves. In order to access the wise, mature part of ourselves that knows what's in our best interest, that knows how to make choices that are in our best interest, we need to relax the reactive part of ourselves. And you can connect now with that wise, mature part of yourself that has a goal. This wise, mature part of yourself has goals that it's working on. Goals of making healthier choices with food. Goals of feeling calmer and more confident. This wise, mature part of yourself has many goals. So take a moment to connect with the wise, mature part of yourself and the goals that you share with it. The wise, mature part of yourself is able to think beyond the momentary temptation. The wise, mature part of yourself can think about your goals, think about what's best for you, think about what truly would help you the most. The wise, mature part of yourself can make decisions that are in your best interest. In the best interest of your physical health, your mental health, in so many different ways, the wise, mature part of yourself can make choices that are in the best interest of you tomorrow and the day after. The wise, mature part of yourself is able to resist that momentary temptation. Bring to mind the image of this wise, mature part of yourself. Is it older or younger, male or female? Taller or shorter, perhaps animal or human. Try to bring to mind how the wise, mature part of you speaks. How does it sound? Is it engaging? Is it enlightening? Is it inspiring? And as I mentioned, the wise, mature part of yourself is always there. It knows, for example, when you're in the middle of a store, looking at a tempting sweater, it's able to say, do I truly need that? Is that how I want to spend my money? Is this in your best interest? It's able to think reflexively. It's able to be balanced and reasonable, mature and wise. It's able to guide your decisions, be they financial, be they in conversation with others and what to say and not say, or be it around food or exercise. The wise, mature part of you is able to reason, be rational, calming, soothing, responsible, reflexive. And as I mentioned, this wise, mature part of yourself is there. It's always there and it has been. And the more you bring it to bear in every decision you make every day, the stronger it gets. So take that wise, mature part of yourself and just move it right off to the right-hand side of you, shoulder to shoulder. It's there, it's not going anywhere. Now bring to mind the reactive, more immature, emotional part of ourselves that we all have. This is the part of ourselves that makes choices that harm us. This is the part of ourselves that says things that cause us problems. This is the part of ourselves that does things impulsively, quickly, without thinking. It's driven by emotion and childish needs. This is the reactive part of ourselves. We all have it. Take a moment to really connect with the reactive part of yourself now. Bring an image to that part of you to mind. Is it taller, shorter, older, younger, male, female, animal, human? In conversation with the reactive part of yourself, do you feel inspired? Do you feel enlightened? Do you feel interested? Or are there other emotions that come to the forefront? Are you more repulsed or frustrated? How do you feel? And you know, and I know, the kind of decisions the reactive part of yourself guides you to make. They're decisions that are usually made upon immediate gratification, like a child wanting that cookie and having a temper tantrum. Think about for a moment the kinds of decisions the reactive part of you guides you to make. And do these decisions serve your best interest? Do they help you towards your goals? Do they make you feel stronger, more confident, more successful, more accomplished? Do they make you feel good about yourself as a human? And when you think about the lies that the reactive part of you tries to convince you of, such as you need it, you deserve it, it doesn't matter, what the heck, go for it. Think about these lies. Think about how destructive these lies are. Are they helping you? Are they serving your best interest? And you and I know that these thoughts, these feelings can pop into your head. And the more we focus on them, the more we listen to them, the stronger they get. And if we listen hard enough and we pay attention to these lies, they drown out the voice of the wise, mature part of ourselves. So moving this reactive part of yourself off to the other side, it can stay there, it's not banished. Just take a moment to listen to the wise, mature part of yourself when it responds to the reactive part of you, when it responds to the lies, I need it, I deserve it, you can have it, it doesn't matter, what the heck. All the lies that tempt you into that immediate gratification. Listen to the words. Listen to the advice the wise, mature part of yourself gives you that help you manage that urge, that temptation, and allow it to pass you by. Because all temptations, all urges, if we work through them, breathe through them, listen to the wise, mature part of ourselves, they pass by. They lessen in intensity, they dissolve, They evaporate, they pass by. So as I'm quiet, just take a moment to the advice that the wise, mature part of yourself would say in response to the reactive, immature part of yourself, in response to these lies and these temptations. Good. And when you think about what you truly want, when you think about your goals, I want you to think about the three goals that are important to you. And I want you to say to yourself, I want, and finish the sentence. I want to eat more vegetables. I want to eat more fruits. I want to substitute desserts with apples. Think about three very specific goals you have around eating that are positive, that'll be helpful, that'll be meaningful, one step at a time. So thinking about very specific things you want. Think about those three goals. Put them into the sentence, I want, and then quietly repeat them to yourself over and over again. Good. The wise, mature part of yourself will instruct you, advise you to pick three specific things to work on for a week or two. And every time you practice this hypnosis, you may focus on those goals, or eventually you may change them. But slowly, all the goals put together will result in success because they're small, meaningful, measurable goals that you can achieve. You know, and I know that slowly you'll learn how to substitute a cookie for an apple. You and I know you'll learn how to stop at 3/4 fullness. Slowly, gradually, you'll learn how to get closer and closer to that goal. You'll listen more often to the wise, mature part of yourself, and this will become your friend. This wise, mature part of yourself will be the friend that inspires you, guides you, encourages you. So take a moment to imagine the ideal version of yourself. So not perfect, because perfect doesn't exist, but perhaps it's a you that's stronger, can walk up more flights of stairs. Perhaps it's a you that can move more comfortably, can tie your shoes more comfortably, whatever it is. Just bring to mind an image of the ideal you. Again, not perfect, just slightly more ideal. Ideal in some way, calmer, reasonable, reflexive, able to congratulate herself more often, is able to forgive when there's a whoopsie or a slip, is able to get back on the horse and keep going, able to focus every day what's the most important thing to them that day to accomplish, to strategize, to persist in different ways of achieving that goal, always coming back to the drawing board, figuring out how to do it differently the next day. But bring to mind this slightly more ideal version of yourself. Who is she? How does she talk? What does she do and not do? How does she feel about herself? Is she kinder and more compassionate? Bring this image to mind and allow it to get brighter, bolder, more real, more vivid. Walk closer and closer to this ideal image of you. Not perfect, just slightly different in some way. Perhaps calmer, more confident, more determined. It's hard to imagine, but some people, a lot of people, develop an overwhelming compulsion to think of themselves positively. They're happier, they're calmer, they're more cheerful, positive. They see themselves in new positive ways. Change your image to a more confident you, a more relaxed and calm you, knowing deep down inside what's good for you, what's helpful. And find these new sensations, what it feels like to be in your body. Feel this confidence, feel the calm, feel the reason. Let yourself feel that now. Let yourself look out onto the world and see what it's like to see through these confident, calm, reasonable eyes. Determined, persistent. Doesn't matter how many setbacks there are, how many challenges, the determination, the persistence is there. You know you're doing what's good for you. You're doing what works. See yourself, see through your eyes, feel what it feels like to be in your body, looking out on the world. Make it bolder, make it brighter, make it more real. From the very first moment you listen to this recording, you're beginning to make changes in your life. Your own inner drive, desire for healthy feelings and activities, for healthy choices, will move easily and automatically towards you, a calmer you, a more confident you. Your ability to congratulate yourself, to problem solve, to strategize each and every day, what worked, what didn't work, and what you do differently gets stronger. There's no more waiting. You're acting. You're taking charge. And as you listen to this recording each and every day, your mind will naturally focus more and more on the positive, becoming more and more resourceful than ever. You'll notice you feel better. You'll notice your confidence growing, your determination, your resourcefulness, your respect for yourself will get stronger. And each and every day, your determination will get stronger. Feel that now. Allow yourself to enjoy that now. Enjoying a truly calmer, confident you. Wonderful. And remind yourself, I am okay. Everything's okay, and everything will be okay. I am okay. Everything's okay, and everything will be okay. I am okay. Everything's okay, and everything will be okay. And as you repeat this to yourself every day, throughout the day, you'll activate that wise, mature part of yourself. It'll be there to guide you, to make the decisions that are in your best interest, that serve you in the long run, not in just the now, but tomorrow and the day after. This wise, mature part of yourself will help you make the decisions that serve you best. And in a moment, when I count from 7 to 1, you'll open your eyes, feeling alert without feeling tired, without feeling drowsy. And now it is time to begin counting, to awaken, to come back to the room, alert and conscious. And at the count of 7, you'll open your eyes, feeling relaxed and awake. I'll begin counting now. 1, 2, more alert, more aware. 3, 4, able to wiggle your fingers and toes. And 5, more aware of the sounds around. 6, you can feel your toes wiggling around. And 7, when you're ready, you can open your eyes and return to the room around you.